You're listening to Geek This, a pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey there, welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and this is a podcast dedicated to geeking out about pop culture. We talk a lot about movies, TV shows, comic books, and sometimes we touch on news around those things. And as you might know, this past weekend, there were millions of people that chose to watch two sports teams duke it out in the hopes of winning some jewelry. And I personally, as you can probably tell, don't pay any attention to sports or anything like that. Although if dodgeball was a national sport, I would totally tune in every single week. But anyway, I digress. I do know that the first Sunday in February means that it's time to watch some commercials. And particularly as of late, those commercials that I'm interested in are the TV spots for upcoming movies. And for the first time in the entire history of Geek This, all 5 years, I'm going to go ahead and talk about each of those commercials that aired during the big game. And, we're just going to crawl through them, as it were. And if you are new to Geek This, just wanted to say hi, welcome, thank you so much for listening. There are over 80 more episodes that you can check out in our back catalog. And it's not always me, it's sometimes me and my friends, David, Mike, and or Adam. And I think there's a couple in there that have guest hosts. So please check those out and let me know what you thought. Also, since you're new, you may not know this. Older listeners, you'll know this. I personally enacted this rule for myself probably 3 or 4 years ago, and I call it the one trailer rule. And that came about when I realized that there are literally dozens of trailers and TV spots out there for upcoming movies. And my theory is, and it's not proven, that's why it's a theory. My theory is that if you put all of the TV spots and the trailers and everything that are released before the movie actually comes out, you'll probably have at least half of the movie. And ultimately, you've spoiled the plot and you've spoiled all of the good parts before you've ever stepped foot in a theater. So my rule is that I only watch one trailer. Now, sometimes that means I watch just the teaser trailer. Sometimes that means I'll watch the teaser trailer, but I'll also watch one full actual, full length trailer. So it varies, and it's my rule. So I can do with it what I want. And with that said, let's go ahead and dive into the trailers from the big game.
I saw something I was not supposed to. They gave me a choice. Die or become a sparrow.
In Moscow, there's a program. They call them sparrows. Trained to seduce and manipulate. That is what she is.
She's out of your league.
You have a gift. You see through people.
Take your life back.
I'll find a way.
You always one step ahead.
You're right.
Red Sparrow, rated R.
First up, we have a movie called Red Sparrow. Red Sparrow is based on a best-selling novel from Jason Matthews, and I've never read the book. So I had no idea what was going on in this trailer, and it looked kind of interesting. But the first thing I thought of was, this trailer feels like something that we would see for Black Widow from Marvel. In this particular movie, a ballerina by the name of Dominika, she's recruited by a Russian intelligence service, and according to the plot on IMDb, she is forced to use her body as a weapon. And this happens after she's a witness to something she shouldn't have seen. And she becomes a spy. And to be totally honest, the trailer doesn't give you much to go on. And it doesn't really get you excited for anything. I mean, this just looks like another spy movie with a female lead, which I'm not opposed to female leads. It's just, there's nothing special about it. So I'll be interesting to see more from this movie. And this is something I'll probably pass on when it hits the theaters.
Do you remember the first time you saw a dinosaur?
Hey, Blue.
We don't really believe it. It's like a miracle. Something's coming.
It's a T-Rex. It's a T-Rex.
Stop. It's not a T-Rex.
Blue, come with me. You know you can't stay here.
Jurassic World. The island.
You're all right.
Easy, girl.
All of that is in the past.
Yeah, kid.
I want to show you the future.
What is that thing?
They made it.
Blue.
You need to get us out of here.
Yeah.
In Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Owen, played by Chris Pratt, and Claire, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, are trying to rescue the island's remaining dinosaurs after a volcano becomes active. And also, there's a giant genetically engineered velociraptor thing on the loose, like there normally is in a Jurassic Park movie. So, since I was a little kid, I loved Jurassic Park. I have loved it. I'm 30 now, and I don't watch it as much as I wish I did. I actually have a friend who is obsessed with all of the Jurassic Park movies, and I don't think any Jurassic Park film to date has hit that magic sweet spot that the first one did. There's something that every time I watch it, I am engrossed in it, and there is a nostalgia factor. I don't know. As far as this trailer goes, this actually got me excited for the franchise all over again. And like I said, I only really liked the first one. I thought the second one was boring. The third one was just a cash grab, and Jurassic World, I don't know. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't fantastic either. But this one, this trailer right here grabbed my attention as soon as it started. I mean, you have the creepy toy piano. You have the claw and the snout of the velociraptor. It's giving me chills just thinking about it. I'm totally in here. I am leery, though, when I see that a new Jurassic Park franchise movie is coming out, because none of them lived up to the first one. So my fingers are crossed here. I love Chris Pratt. I love Bryce Dallas Howard. And I'm hoping something good comes out of this movie and it's not just another cash grab. And I really hope we get a good dinosaur movie. I really do. But how many times are we going to do genetically altered dinosaurs? Isn't that what the last one was?
So you want to make a difference?
Yeah.
Trust me, you're going to love it. And which branch are you interested in joining?
The
I'm going to be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Your name?
Finally, we get to see something from Solo, A Star Wars Story. And this movie chronicles an adventure featuring everyone's favorite scruffy-looking Nerf herder. I've tried to say that a couple times, and I decided instead of stumbling over it over and over again, I'm just going to say it however I said it and try not to draw attention to it, which is totally what I did. Anyway, yes, Han Solo. In this little teaser, it's about 45 seconds long, we hear Han registering for what I assume is the Imperial Navy, and he wants to be a pilot. We get to see Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian, which, oh my gosh, ugh, so excited. And we get to see the Millennium Falcon in its youth, and of course we get to see everybody's favorite Wookiee, a little bit younger, I guess. I mean, obviously he's younger, but how old is he really? That's for another episode. So if I were to have a man crush on any character in movies, it could very easily be Han Solo. And that stems all the way back to when I was a kid, because I was fascinated with him the first time I saw him, which was watching Empire Strikes Back. I think was the first Star Wars movie I had ever seen. It was the special edition that came out in 98 or 99. Maybe 97. Anyway, that was the first Star Wars movie I had ever seen. And it was the first time I saw Han Solo. And I was like, yes, I love this character. I didn't know I loved the character at the time. I really liked Han Solo. He was cool. And I think there were a lot of ways when I was younger that I tried to emulate him every day. I tried to do that like half smirk kind of thing that is trademark, I guess, Han Solo, Harrison Ford, whatever. And I even at like the height of my love for Star Wars, I read the Han Solo trilogy by A.C. Crispin, and I just became an even bigger fan of the character. And he was one that I always wanted to read more about. And what's cool, though, is in this trailer, there are nods to that trilogy. For instance, Han is registering to be an Imperial pilot. That is in those books. It looks like we're probably going to get not a retelling, but an actual on-screen version of him winning the Millennium Falcon, which, yes, please. And, I have a lot of expectations for this movie. I'm holding it to a very high standard, and I know that I shouldn't, considering all of the drama that is going on about Star Wars and everything lately. I'm really excited. I think one thing that I really want to see from the trilogy of books in this movie, I think it would be very interesting if he isn't known as Han Solo through part of the movie. If I remember right, in the books, he created the persona of Han Solo. He's Corellian, and there's a whole thing. So I don't know. I may have to go back and read the books and then talk about them here on the podcast. Probably won't happen before the movie comes out, but yeah, I have some very high expectations for this movie, and I know a lot of people don't. There was an article, I think, on Vox. I can't remember. Anyway, there was an article about how, you know, maybe this is the only trailer that we need for Solo. And to a degree, I can agree with it. But they were just talking about, you know, if it's really good, then we should stop here. And if it's really bad, well, this is the best it ever got. So I don't know. I'm just excited for it. And I've spent This is the longest I've talked about any trailer. So I'm really excited for this one.
You've built the tallest, most advanced building in the world, but you've brought with it every single safety and security challenge that I could think of. Not only have you brought them all indoors, but you've trapped them 240 floors in the air.
Next up, we have Skyscraper. Yeah, there was nothing here. You literally have Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson standing in front of a group of executives talking about how they've built this 3,500 foot tall skyscraper and it's not safe. What? That's it. That is all we get in this trailer. There is nothing else. And I looked it up on IMDb and it says that the plot is being hidden for the time being. And all they know is that it is kind of a hostage style movie. I saw somebody say that it's probably going to be very similar to Die Hard with The Rock. I would hate for that to be the case. I love The Rock. I would watch him in almost anything. And there's a good chance I will eventually watch this one just for the heck of it. But right now, there is nothing. There's nothing here. Thinking about it, I kind of wonder, you know, is this something where the studio says, okay, The Rock is this huge name. Can we sell a movie just with people knowing he's in it? We give them no context other than it's an action movie and he is in it and he's the hero. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to actually see. I mean, maybe that is what they're doing and they're minimizing the amount of advertising they're doing for the movie just as an experiment. I don't know. It seems like a very expensive marketing gimmick to me.
But. Your mission. Should you choose to accept it? I wonder, did you ever choose not to? The end you always feared is coming. And the blood will be on your hands. The fallout of all your good intentions.
You had a terrible choice to make in Berlin. One life over millions. And now the world is at risk.
This is the CIA's mission. If he had held on to the plutonium, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
His team would be dead.
Yes, they would. That's the job.
You don't understand what you're involved in.
You need to walk away.
Please don't make me go through you.
How many times has Hunt's government betrayed him, disavowed him, cast him aside? How long before a man like that has had enough?
You can't break the friction. So, you can't take the pressure.
So. Ethan, that's not who we are.
Maybe we need to reconsider that.
So, how is he?
Oh, you know, same old Ethan.
Doing?
I find it best not to look.
Ethan Hunt, played by Tom Cruise, and his impossible mission force return to save the world again after a mission gone wrong. Which sounds just like every other Mission Impossible movie to date. Every single one of them. The only difference is it looks like it's the IMF versus the CIA in this one. The Mission Impossible franchise is anymore, it's kind of a guilty pleasure for me. I watch it because I've watched every other one. And I don't really like the movies because of Tom Cruise. The earlier ones, like Mission Impossible, MI2, and MI3, those were really good. And I think I watched them more because Tom Cruise was in them. This is before he went crazy. And you know, for me, it was because they're action-packed and they're dynamic and, you know, just how the characters work with each other. And now I feel like they're kind of old hat. It's very much the same premise. Everything falls on Ethan Hunt's shoulders and, you know, his team takes a back seat to his really cool stunts, him jumping out of planes, jumping off of cliffs. It's, I mean, honestly, I think they're turning into the Fast and the Furious movies, which that doesn't mean I'm going to stop watching them because I still love the Fast and the Furious movies. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Stop it. I think they could have stopped at MI3 and we would have been good. Did we need any more Mission Impossible movies? Not necessarily, although it gives me something to watch in my underwear if I feel like it. Later, not at the movies, just anyway, I'm going to keep watching these movies. I'm sorry if that upsets you, but as far as a trailer goes, this one isn't any more exciting than the other ones. But I'm going to watch it anyway, because I'm just that kind of person. I like these movies. Oh, and we also get to see Henry Cavill's mustache that they had to CGI out for Justice League. That is an awful mustache. Although, I can't grow one either, so whatever.
Possible earthquake near the Statue of Liberty.
Looks like you should have left town a little bit earlier.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
So before the events of Cloverfield 10 years ago, a group of international astronauts are orbiting around the Earth in an effort to solve an energy crisis, and they're also trying to use this opportunity in solving that energy crisis to avoid another world war. Unfortunately, they end up coming face to face with an alternate reality. Now, the Cloverfield paradox was a surprise to a lot of people. There were rumors that the next Cloverfield movie would be going straight to Netflix. And I was surprised by it, too. And even though I didn't watch the game this past weekend, I found out about it through Facebook. They happened to be doing a Facebook Live thing as kind of a countdown to when the movie would be released to Netflix. And I haven't finished watching this. I think I've watched probably the first half hour or 45 minutes of it. I don't have an opinion of it yet, but I've enjoyed the other two Cloverfield movies, and I'm interested to see where Paradox fits in with the timeline for everything else. I know it takes place before, but I'm interested to see how it all fits together once all of the movies come out. I think there's still at least one more planned to come out after this. I don't know. We'll see how it fits with the franchise. And we'll see.
Military fighting a massive invasion. Total devastation.
In a quiet place, a family lives in silence in order to avoid something that's going to attack them should they make a sound. There's something about this trailer that has me wanting to just go see it. I don't know what it is. I think it's an interesting idea of the plot of and it, I guess it makes me wonder exactly how silent this movie is going to be just based on that plot. You know, is it going to be very quiet because they have to be quiet? How's it going to play out? That is interesting to me. And that's what's making me want to go and watch it like right now. That trailer is really, really, really great. Also, I love that John Krasinski is getting into more movies and doing stuff outside of The Office, which I love him in. I love him as Jim, but I'm definitely interested to see what he's going to do next. And I think it's really cool that he's working with his wife, Emily Blunt, in this movie. I think that's so cool. So that kind of raises my interest level again. How do they play off of each other? How well do they work together? And I don't know. The premise seems very interesting to me.
So this is it. It's all in leading us.
Ready?
Let's go.
And finally, Avengers Infinity War. There was a new teaser trailer. And before you start leaving nasty comments reminding me of the one trailer rule, I'm very well aware of it. And yes, I've already watched the very first teaser multiple times. And I shouldn't have watched this one. But to be absolutely 100% fair, this trailer didn't reveal anything significant other than Thanos was a little more purple and that Steve Rogers has a freaking awesome shield. That's it. That is all that this 30-second trailer revealed. And I am not going to sit here and analyze every single frame of this 30-second trailer just to try and find out something new. Also, I watch this as a benefit to you because that's what the episode is about, is trailers. And I watched it for you. I hope you enjoy it. So quit making me feel bad about it. Okay, after this, I am done with Avengers until May gets here and we can watch the full movie together and laugh and cry and hold hands and hug each other and cry some more. I think there's going to be a lot of crying in this movie. So anyway, it didn't add a lot to, there weren't really any new details other than small ones. It was really cool to see Spidey in action in space. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't reveal any more of what's going on in the story. And honestly, I'm going to avoid trailers from here on out because I am way too excited for Infinity War. So don't spoil anything for me, please. All right. So there were all of the trailers, from what I understand, that appeared during the big game, the number 52 that I can't say because of copyright stuff, even though, you know, the podcast doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of money. So anyway, whatever. Let me know what your favorite trailer was out of this bunch here. Personally, if I had to go with one, I think I would go with A Quiet Place. It kind of had the biggest impact on me, made me the most excited. Second place would be Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. And A Quiet Place. I mean, I don't know what it is about that trailer, but it's got me really interested giving me chills and all that stuff. So, it could very well be good, and it could very well be terrible. I'm hoping it's good, though. Hoping it's good. All I know is I'm going to find out for myself, because I'm going to be in the theater when it comes out. So that wraps up the episode. And if you'd like to comment on this episode or any of the others that we've released, you can go to geekthispodcast.com and add your thoughts to the show notes from this episode or any of the others, like I said. And while you're there, please absolutely subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Episodes come out every single Wednesday unless something should happen, if I get sick or whatever. And I try to let people know in advance. Subscribing is the best way to never miss an episode. You don't have to check Facebook or Twitter or even go to the website. You subscribe on your favorite device, and that is that. And I've made it real simple. You can do it right from the homepage of the website. Go to geekthispodcast.com. That's it. It's on the right side of the front page. Super simple. Also, if you're interested in starting your own podcast like this one, maybe one even better than this, like my friend Zach did recently, you can go to geekthispodcast.com/blueberry and get a free month of hosting with Blueberry. They are not a sponsor. They are actually a company that I work for now. And I really, really like their service. It's an all-in-one stop. And, you know, I like what they do. And I liked what they do before they paid me to like what they do. Does that make sense? So yeah, you can get a free month of their service. Their plans actually start at $12 a month and include a free website and stats. That's pretty cool. And if you would like to check out Zach's podcast, Scoop Slam Wrestling, just check out the link in the show notes, as he is still working on his website. But yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun, and the first episode is definitely a bunch of fun. So if you're into wrestling, go check that out. That does it for this week of Geek This. Thank you so much for listening, and keep geeking out about whatever the heck it is that you geek out about, and I will talk to you all next week.
Thanks for listening to Geek This. New episodes released every Wednesday. To keep from missing out, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or Stitcher by going to geekthispodcast.com and clicking subscribe. While you're there, be sure to check out the show notes to this episode and others to get links to things we mentioned. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and join us next week for more pop culture with minimal nerd rage.
All right, so that were, yeah. Mm-hmm.